You're listening to Mind Yoga Quick Quotes with Annette Q, episode number 9. Hi everyone, welcome to this week's episode of Mind Yoga Quick Quotes. My name is Annette and I am a life coach. Just a little background if you're a new listener. Each week I discuss a quote and give you my insight on it, which I hope will get you to stretch your mind and think about the quote throughout the week. I like to think of mind yoga as helping our mind stretch and grow and bring more peace to our life, similar to regular yoga, but without the physical component. Our mind is our most powerful muscle, and we need to exercise our minds just like we do our bodies. So bring out your mental mat and listen for the next few moments. This week's quote is about love. Great topic, right? The quote is, love people for who they are and not who you want them to be. So much easier said than done, right? We love many different people in our lives, and we love them each in a different way. We love our parents, our siblings, our friends, our spouse or a significant other, our children. But do we truly love them for who they are? Or are we consciously, or even subconsciously, trying to change them? Think about that. Stretch your mind and really think. Is there anyone you love simply for who they are? If you do, you're very lucky, and so are they. This is what is called unconditional love. Unconditional love is love without any conditions or expectations. Unconditional love is something our pets give us all the time. If you own a pet, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Our furry friends are so happy when we get home, and they really do love us for who we are. Now, think about who in your life you love like that. Someone you love just the way they are, flaws and all. You aren't wishing or trying to change them in any way. You don't subtly try to get them to do something you think would be good for them. Don't pretend you don't know what I'm talking about. We all do this. At times, we try to lead the conversation or we drop subtle hints trying to get them to do something that will make us, for some reason, feel better. It's usually because our thought about them is something along the lines of, I think they need to do X, or I know they'd be happier if they did Y. We justify it by telling ourselves, because we love them, we want what's best for them. And we also think we know what's best for them. But even though we may be right, maybe they would be happier if they took our advice or did what we say. But, and this is a big but, why can't we love them for who they are and not who we want them to be? Why do we want to change them at all? I know, it's because we know what's right for them, right? If everyone would just do as we say, there would be peace on earth. How come people don't realize this? No, but seriously, this week's challenge, because you know I love to give everyone a challenge for the week, and I love a good challenge myself, too, is think of one person in your life who you love, but who you also try to, let's say, give a little push to at times to get them to change, to fit our needs. And instead, this week, try to just love them for who they are. Can you do that? Can you talk with them and enjoy your conversation? Enjoy their company and appreciate them for who they are. Can you not once mention something you think they should be doing or try to correct them in any way, even if you believe it's out of your love for them? Okay, game on. If you're up for the challenge, keep your mental mat out and think about this throughout the week. And thank you for listening. I'm so grateful to each and every one of you. I post a daily quote on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at mindyogawithannetteq if you want more quotes. And my website is annetteq.com. If you want to learn more about a life coach and want to learn more if it's something you may want or sign up for a free short session, go to my website. Or just send me an email. Drop me a note on social media. Tell me what you think about this podcast. I would love to hear from you. Have a beautiful day. And as they say in yoga, namaste.